Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
What a show.
Hasn't it been tremendous?
Absolutely phenomenal. I like this.
Who was the first speaker? The first guest? I'm trying to remember. That was pretty good, wasn't it? The first guest? Honestly, the three people today, Ann speaking first, and then Joanne, and then Angelo, all shared something. It was honest sharing, but everybody learned something. And from Ann, I mean, obviously the swallowing and different things you were talking about, had no idea for pathology. Planned Parenthood, I had no clue. I thought it was just a service that goes around giving talks and trying to educate people. No concept of what they had. And then Angelo making the point, which is so important, you have to work together. Washington is dysfunctional, but North Hempstead isn't. And it's why? Because everybody wants to work for the betterment of the constituent, which is what it should be in life.
And his values and his philosophy and the fact that he's quite sincere about what
100%,
he does.
100%, yeah. And it shows. It shows in his votes, too, because when election time comes around, he gets a big number. And that's important. That shows he's bipartisan. He's not going, you know, fighting for just one vote. So now what do we have?
Any numbers?
No, we got the Christine LaLue show.
I'm jumping the gun here. Wow.
That's going to be a tough one to follow, but nevertheless, yeah. Christine, and she's looking lovely today.
Yes.
Hello.
How are you, dear?
Good. What a jam-packed show we had
today.
It was really information. I was sitting back and I was trying to do other work, but I kept getting sucked into the interviews that were going on. It was really, you know, and I think ending it with Angelo is wonderful because that's something I always admire about North Hempstead, because no matter what the party is, it really is about the residents overall. And I always think that is just that I just always stands out to me. And he's right that, you know, more people should take after that in other, you know, counties, towns, and the federal government as well. And Planned Parenthood, that was just really amazing because people don't, you know, you hear about it in the news and everyone has their ideas, whatever it might be. Of course, you know, we're not here to promote anything, you know, one way or the other, but we're just trying to educate. And I think it's important to know that on top of, you know, they really provide amazing services and for low cost, which is something beneficial too. And of course, Anne, you did a fabulous job as well.
Thank you.
And what was making me laugh, I don't know if you guys have heard, but you know, the audio recording, if you hear Yanni or Laurel, has been quite the buzz this week. And I was laughing because I was sitting there thinking about caring. I don't know if you've done that. I'll have to play it on the mic. It's an audio recording. It went viral.
Yeah.
And people either hear the word Yanni or the word Laurel.
Okay.
Hearing the same recording. So it was a hot topic debate in our office, at home. And the other person, he could hear something else, thinks you are insane because they really like can't figure out how you could hear something like that.
Really?
So it's really, I was fascinated by it. And it actually goes by like the pitch levels you could hear, which I was laughing because I heard Yanni, so I could hear higher pitches.
That's what it is?
But it was funny because some people would hear one thing one day and a different thing another day. So it just shows you the hearing as well, which, you know, it tied into our, we were a very hot topic. And you could really break it down for people. So that was interesting. And, you know, John, you had a good point because I was sitting there also thinking about hearing and, you know, you don't realize how deep it goes, as Anne was discussing, you know, by, you know, not hearing something, it could affect so many different aspects of your life. And I remember with my grandfather, you know, he couldn't really hear in his left ear. And so when he would be in the hospital, we'd have to tell everyone because they would imply that he had dementia because he wasn't understanding. He could, and it was just because he couldn't hear. You know, it wasn't that he wasn't processing it. So you really had to advocate and say, talk into his good ear, you know, because,
Interesting. And they,
they
think you have dementia. But,
right, because he was like, he couldn't hear and he was all confused.
Yeah,
it's like just because he couldn't hear what you were saying.
And I similarly had an experience with my mother who had had mini strokes, which don't show up until you have the massive stroke. Then all the little strokes show up. But I would argue with the neurologist in that they said it was dementia, Alzheimer's. And I'd say, I can't go along with this because this looks to be more like a stroke. And unless you're in the field and you really know the depth, how many families are aware that some of this is sort of, you know, questionable.
No, and the problem is, too, it's, and besides even, you know, you're lucky if you do even have a family member that can attend you. But a lot of people, you know, and we see it all the time, don't have anybody. You know,
right,
so I was
right.
like thinking if my grandpa was there and wasn't able to advocate, you know, for himself sitting there, you know, it would just, it could spiral into so many different things, you know. So it's just, it really is just important, you know, anything on the show, too, just to be educated and get the word out about all these
and
things.
And just one last thing. This is also the importance of people being around and supportive, and that you want to be independent, but you don't want to be in a neglectful situation where you're so independent mm-hmm. that you've been sort of left on your own without others who can see what's going on and realize some of the things you may have are symptoms of other things,
right,
needs to be further, and it's nothing wrong with getting full support.
No, and that's, you know, that's a really wonderful point, because that's half the battle a lot of times, because people say, oh, I don't want it. I could do it. You know, I don't want to do it. You know, I don't want to be a burnt, whatever the reason is. You know, but we're actually going to the summer. We want to, you know, Project Independence had developed the Circle of Support tool, template tool, and it's a booklet. And, you know, our social workers still and nurses have that, you know, when they meet with clients and stuff. But what's really great about it is it's a booklet and there's all different categories. And you write the person, you know, or the organization, whatever it might be, that you would reach out for these different things. So, you know, and that itself isn't, you know, being a burden or whatever, or not being independent. It's being extremely independent that you're being the choice, because I was, you know, speaking of my grandfather, that was always the issue, was that he never, especially when it came to finances, you know, giving up that, he felt like it was, you know, like just not okay. Like no one needed to know anything. And it, we kept saying to him, it's the most empowering thing. You have the ability to make that decision and choose who you want to know, who you want to handle A, B, C, or D. So I think that it's actually really something important. It's proactive for yourself because, you know, you want your wishes to occur. So it's definitely good. So thank you, Anne, for that wonderful segue, because we're actually going to start trying to really promote the Circle of Support again, so everyone has this tool to fill out.
Yeah, that was just, as you said that, I forgot about that, because mm-hmm. that came on strong with Edith.
Yes. Yeah, so it came out a couple of years ago. Yeah, we all the social workers had kind of went to get pulled together and developed this tool, and you know, we printed it out, and it's a great thing. But we really want to promote it, you know, because things, you know, are hot topic, and they kind of fall by the wayside. And we really want to kind of get it back out there, because I think that's beneficial for anyone at any age. You know, our whole goal is to prepare you. We don't want, you know, the emergency happening and then you're freaking
out.
Do you call it, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning, whatever it might be. And it's really something I think that's important for you to think about. And it is empowering and, you know, being your own best advocate, really. So that's that. Also, we want to remind people, I know Angelo had briefly touched upon the fabulous parks in North Hempstead. And the 2018 Parks and Recreation Guide is now available online. Or you can call 311 or 869-6311. And I'll get a copy of it. It's a great booklet. It gives you all the details about the parks and different programs.
Does that give you, like, the concerts or no?
I'm not sure. I think they might be actually in there. I think there might be a page in there. But actually, I'm mailing one out to North Hempstead residents. I actually saw it in our office, and I grabbed it because there was a calendar they have. So calendar has all the concerts on it. So there's a calendar for July and a calendar for August that lists all the concerts that are going on and events within the town, which I think is
Really
great.
Okay.
Yeah, so you could literally just hang it up. So people should have received that in their house.
I see that.
Sure. See, John, you might not have received it.
I haven't received it. That's why I'm saying
it.
And it's amazing when it comes to the parks, because you have North Hempstead, then you have Nassau County, mm-hmm. and then I'm in Great Neck, so you have the Stepping Stone.
Right.
So literally, and of course, last year I didn't get to anything. That's, you know, you could go to a concert almost every other night for free. I don't think any of them could charge anything.
No, I think so.
Sometimes parking might be a thing, you know, at the beach. At
that's $7,
$10. Yeah, yeah. You know, parking gets a little crazy over there. But, you know, there's really beautiful parks, and there's small parks and larger parks, obviously. So I really recommend that everyone gets this guide and stays busy this summer, because I think it's good to get out there and enjoy all the beautiful facilities that North Hempstead has.
And this goes back to, like we've always talked, there's no reason for anybody to complain, there's nothing to do. And this is free, so you don't need a lot of money. You can make a sandwich and take it with you to the lunch ones or the dinner ones, whatever you want.
No, and the Parks Department, you know, they really try and have different innovative kind of programs and find different bands. And there's a lot of interesting cover bands that they have at these events, too. And there's good things for children, for, you know, adults, whatever it might be. So they really have a wide variety of things that support all the residents. So definitely check that out. Call 311 for any of those kind of questions. And unfortunately, I lurking up on my phone, a news alert, you know, that there was yet again another horrible shooting in Texas in a school. And
today?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, today? It just popped up on my phone, yeah.
What time was this?
I didn't even pay attention what time it was.
Wow.
But, so it's just you hear these things in the news and it's horrible because we're kind of becoming desensitized almost to the fact of here is like another thing. But something on a positive note, North Hempstead is doing, they're hosting these situational awareness training programs for residents. They did it for the different commissioners and deputy commissioners to see how they felt about the training. So now they're bringing it out to the residents. And it's with a partnership with the Nassau County Police Department. And it's going to be on Tuesday, May 22nd at 7 p.m. at Clinton G. Martin Park. And it's really program. Unfortunately, we have to be, but it's preparing you, right? Nobody wants to face these things, but it's really important to know. They'll get to teach you emergency response plans, knowing your evacuation route, what to do if you see a suspicious package, understanding warning signs, what to do if there's an active shooter situation or more. So it's really, and you know, they'll show you all different things, and it's important to, everyone might think what they would do in a certain situation, and it's not necessarily the correct way to handle things safely. So definitely call 311 if you are interested in getting more information about that. So I think that's just great that, you know, North Hempstead is always on top of the current issues,
right,
that are going on, and I think that they're really just trying to get the residents educated, which is great. So kudos to them in this horrible tragedy that go on.
Yeah, I didn't say. Actually, you know what we'll do? We'll take a first break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.